Three busts will be placed in Peoria, Macomb, and Atlanta, Georgia, to pay tribute to a late civil rights leader who worked here in Peoria.
Well, we're building this statue. We're building this C.T. Vivian, you know, to honor a great man.
That's artist and sculptor Preston Jackson. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Wednesday, October 7th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. With Fire Prevention Week underway, Peoria Fire Department's Division Chief for Fire Prevention, Stan Taylor, says recent cuts to the department make getting the word out to residents a bit more of a challenge, but they're making it happen.
We're having all these fire companies go out door to door and put door hangers on our residents' doors to remind them to watch what they're cooking and to test their smoke alarms.
They're also setting up tables at various stores throughout the city as a way of promoting fire safety. As more people stay home for meals during COVID-19, Taylor says keeping an eye on what's cooking is imperative.
Cooking fires are the leading cause of fire in Peoria and throughout the country, and we're trying to bring awareness to that with some catchy sayings like keep an eye on what you fry.
With cold weather around the corner, Taylor reminds residents not to heat their homes with their ovens. Not only is it inefficient, it also introduces carbon monoxide into the living space.
From the combustion of the oven, you're introducing carbon monoxide into your home, which we know is a silent killer.
Taylor says the department is promoting carbon monoxide alarms as well as smoke alarms, and notes space heaters also pose a fire threat when too close to bedding or draperies. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 45 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday, with 25 in Tazewell County, 19 in Peoria County, 1 in Woodford County, and no new deaths were reported. Solar customers say a new Ameren, Illinois policy hampers their ability to see the full benefits of switching to clean energy. And Peoria's old Greeley School will install new solar panels as part of the E.D. Edwards Clean Air Act settlement. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Artist Preston Jackson is still raising funds for his campaign to create three busts of the late civil rights leader C.T. Vivian for Peoria, Macomb, and Atlanta, Georgia. WCBU's Tim Shelley caught up with him to talk about the Vivian sculptures, as well as his new exhibit at the Peoria Riverfront Museum.
Well, we're building this statue. We're building this C.T. Vivian, you know, to honor a great man. And, you know, he was a visitor to my studio, and we had, you know, quite the contact. You know, we enjoyed each other's company, but me in particular, because, you know, I was in a place with a man who had not only suffered a lot, but gave a lot. And we see the results of his giving, especially his philosophy, non-violent kind of involvement, and at the same time, the war was won. It worked. But we're doing three statues, one for Macomb, Illinois, that's the first one, one for Peoria, Illinois, and then a third one for Atlanta.
I guess, really, can you just describe a little bit about the statues? Are you making three copies of the same statue, or will they all look different?
Oh, no, three copies of the same, yeah. But if you look closely, there could be a little bit of tweaking going on, whereas maybe a hand gesture or something, or a tie or not a tie or something on them. But I am working on three, basically the same.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Well, was there anything else you wanted to add or that you would like our listeners to know about?
Well, to let them know that, you know, with the help of people like Marshall Svensson in Chicago, True Form Foundry, he made it happen, you know. we had a little problem getting it off the ground, you know, here in Peoria. But Fenton Marshall came through for us, and Facebook, you know, we raised a lot. And so a lot of people here in Peoria have contributed through Facebook. So, you know, they made it happen also.
And you're delivering something to the Peoria Riverfront Museum. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
John Morris, you know, and Bill Conyers, we got together 2 years ago or so and decided to revive Bronzeville to Harlem. And I went all the way. I decided not just to revive it, but to make it better and to change the name. John suggested a wonderful name, Bronzeville to Harlem, An American Story. And I thought that was quite befitting. Think of the first Bronzeville to Harlem some 20 years ago. It has doubled, twice the size. That's saying a lot. People who will visit this, you're going to be in for a treat. They have put a lot into it. And so I'm very grateful and thankful of that. Their being connected to the Smithsonian Museum will help it as far as getting exposure. But the most important thing is that it's an American story. It involves the soldiers, African-American soldiers that took part in all the wars. These are the unsung heroes. But we see the Tuskegee Airmen, and we see all the double V soldiers, victory overseas and victory here in the United States. We see them marching with their flags waving and down Fifth Avenue and in Harlem. And we see scenes such as War Chapel Church. And they're pretty good size. I mean, you'll enjoy them.
That's artist Preston Jackson talking to WCBU's Tim Shelley. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, tonight at 8, it's the open mic comedy night at the Jukebox Comedy Club. Social distancing is enforced and masks are required. Find more information at their website. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what is happening in our community, brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.